corporate underwriter. Dave and Esther Morgan have been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1986 with the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. You know, in light of what's going on with the coronavirus and all that's taking place in the world today, I personally believe it's a sign of the end times really rapidly approaching, the return of our Savior coming real soon. I'm feeling it in my spirit. But in essence, people are getting into so much fear. And the last thing you want is fear. And we spoke on a little bit of fear yesterday, because the thing that you fear, according to Job 3:25, he says, the thing that you fear will come upon you. So we don't want to get into fear. We want to be in faith. We want to believe that the presence of God is with us to heal us in every situation, to take care of us, to protect us. We spoke about Psalm 91. We should read it when we go to bed at night, when you wake up in the morning. Read it over your family and appropriate the blessings that God has afforded for each and every one of us. So instead of just doing my normal teaching, which I've been doing, and the last month or so, some of you might have recognized there's been a lot of healing services. And this was really before the coronavirus became anything. And that was God, I believe, preparing us for such a time as this. So we're going to continue in this vein. We're going to continue. This is one of our meetings at Healing School, which we have every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. And everybody's welcome. There's no charge. There's refreshments. It's a great atmosphere. And we see miracle signs and wonders. So anybody can come. It's in our Tradition Town Hall facility. And we will make you feel at home. But we're going to continue, so that we can get rid of that fear and we can start getting faith in the Word of God and this incredibly wonderful, beautiful Savior that is our Father. So let's pick up the service right now. We are here at Healing School, and we're here to learn and then to do what we learn. Say, do what we learn. Because if you just hear and you don't do, you have faith, but it's dead. And we don't want dead faith. We want active, living, alive faith that produces results. Remember, it's active faith produces results. Dead faith does not produce anything. So you've got to put appropriate actions with your faith. And let's just pray. Father, we come before you and we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. We lift up the name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're here with us now to lead us and guide us and direct us in all truth and righteousness. And we thank you, Father, that you're leading us and you're showing us truth and you're showing us revelation of who you are and what you're capable of doing and what you've already done for each and every one of us. And we know, Lord, that we have the opportunity through the promise to walk in divine health. In Jesus' name. And everyone agreeing said?
Amen.
In Exodus 23, verse 25, God promised us a promise. And he said, if you serve me, I will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness from the midst of you. That's a powerful promise. Stand on it.
Sickness does not come into my house. Amen. My dogs don't get sick. I have my one little puppy. She had dry eye syndrome, they said. I took her there. They gave me some drops. I walked out. I prayed over. I put the drops in until they were finished, because they said it has to be for the rest of her life. Put them in until they were finished. Prayed on her, and she's perfect today. God will take sickness from the midst of you. But I use the promises. I invoke the promise. I remind God. God says, remind me. Did he not say that? Not that he's forgetful. He wants to know that you know. So I remind him, Lord, your word said, you will bless my bread and my water. That's when I eat and drink. I say, thank you, Lord, for this food. I call it blessed, sanctified, healthy, wholesome food to a healthy, wholesome body with healing in each mouthful. I never go eating without saying that prayer, ever. Now, all my family say that prayer. My children, if they pray, wherever they go. And so I invoke this promise right here over my food. Amen. All right. And then look what he says in verse 26. He says, I will take sickness from the midst of you, and no one will suffer miscarriage. And no one will be barren in your land. In other words, can't have children. God's promised that. How many people, I know Christians, that have suffered this terrible thing, miscarriage? My mother had a stillborn child, and my brother had a stillborn. And he's made this promise. We didn't know about this. I had no clue about this kind of stuff. And he said, you won't have miscarriages amongst you if you're in covenant with me. But you've got to invoke this thing. Remember this. Everybody can be healed. How many of you know? Everybody can be saved. Every single person on the planet can be saved today because he's made it available. But we know not everybody's being saved because they're not appropriating the promise. Is that correct? Well, everybody that's born again can walk in divine health. But we know that they're not walking in divine health. Why? Because of ignorance to the word, maybe. Because maybe wrong doctrine, wrong teaching, that God makes people sick, that God's not healing everybody. And maybe they just don't know about it. Maybe they're immature. Maybe they're too new. Maybe they're not in a church where they're teaching this kind of stuff. But there are Christians that are sick all the time. But now, as we're learning, we're coming away from sickness. So if you're still battling with anything right now, just say, hey, I'm getting better and better, because this is going to be a thing of the past real soon. And you invoke. So you've got to apply the principles and the scriptures to your life. And if you start doing that, you'll eventually start believing that. And then you will walk in divine health. Amen. Amen. Your focus should be on the promises for the covenant people of God, and not on the promises of the devil that this coronavirus is going to get everyone. Amen. There are worse things than coronavirus. Amen. I don't even want to scare you by telling you how many people have died from the natural flu. Don't, I mean, way more than corona. But you see, this also plays into the media, because boy, have you ever seen, you know, when there's a hurricane coming? Man, I tell you, the most popular person on TV now is a guy telling you about the weather. He's on day and night, and they just like, man, that's my moment. This is my moment. Well, when there's natural disasters, it's the moment of the press. It's a moment of all these people, and they've now got the spotlight. Everyone's going to CNN and the news, and they all want to know what's going on, right? So now they're in the spotlight. So they like it. Ratings go up. Oh, you think I'm joking? Ratings go up. We've got to become more aware that rather than getting all the news, I don't need the news. I know what's going on. People are telling me. I'm looking in their eyes. I can hear it. I don't need to hear from other people. Right. Don't come and tell me, oh, have you heard now? Now they're closing all the schools and the colleges. And whoa, 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 whoa. I don't need to hear it. I know it. I don't need to hear it. I know it. Amen. When a hurricane's coming, oh, my goodness. Everybody and their family and their mothers and daughters tell you about, oh, have you seen what's coming? I know it's coming. Stop talking to me. It's fear-based. Moving on. He says, yeah, no one will suffer miscarriage or be barren in your land. Now, like I said, Christians have suffered miscarriages and are barren and things like that. But when they find out scriptures like this, they can start appropriating it to themselves and say, you know, those days are gone. I was ignorant then. But the Bible says in Psalm 119, verse 130, the Bible says, the entrance of your word brings light and it gives understanding to the simple. So now they get this word in there, it brings understanding and light, and they say, oh my God, I don't have to have a miscarriage anymore. I don't have to be sick anymore. Now they start moving, and that past stays behind, and they start pushing forward, and they start appropriating and learning. And as we get to that point, things get better. Amen. So don't feel bad if any of you have gone through stuff, you're going through stuff. Just take scriptures and start to appropriate it. Speak them over your life. Amen. Speak them over your life. Amen. I can tell you now, I don't hear all of you speaking them over your life. Yeah. Because I was a fly on your wall at one stage, And I heard nothing about, hey, Exodus 23, let me tell you about it. I didn't hear you talking about it. I didn't hear it. I heard one or two of you mumbling, by stripes I'm healed. You don't even know where to find it. Maybe four of you in this place might find that. Should we have a test? You be quiet. Come on, listen to me. But you'll be able to tell me where the drug comes from for the sickness you've held on to. Come on. How much it costs. What the side effects are. How often you got to take it. Do you have to take it with water or just with food? You can tell me all about that, but you can't give me five scriptures on healing. I was in your house. I was listening. I didn't hear you talking about it. I heard you arguing and fighting and cussing. Oh, Lord Jesus. I'm joking. Okay, I'm just joking. But seriously, think about it. How many of you confessed Exodus 23 today? Not one of you. I did. Exodus 23, 25. Did any of you eat this morning?
Yes.
That's when you should confess that.
Yes.
So how often do you eat?
Three times a day.
Five times a day. All day. He's on a light diet. Six times. Well, he and her are on a light diet. When there's light, they eat. But seriously, if you said that over yourself every time you took food, I do. Always. Every time. And I like to eat. All right. So now look what he says here. He says, and I will fulfill the number of your days. So he's going to heal you. He's going to bless you. He's going to make sure you have children. He's going to make sure you don't lose them. He's going to make sure about all these things. And then he says, and I will also give you a long life fulfilled. A fulfilled long life. That's a promise from God. That is God's word. That is not my word. That's his word. That's a promise from God to people that are in covenant with him. And I just so happen to be in a covenant with God because Jesus became my Lord and Savior. And I went from the old covenant of works to the new covenant of rest.
Amen.
Amen. It sounds too simple, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Well, that's what it is. It's simple. So because it sounds so simple, we try to complicate it. Well, brother, you've got to get into your prayer closet. And in your prayer closet, you've got to confess the scriptures day and night. And then if you do that and you don't cuss and you don't smoke and you don't chew tobacco, as long as Israel walked in the covenant of God, there was no sickness among them. Now he promises, he says, with long life, I will fulfill the number of your days, right? In Proverbs 91, he says, with long life, I will satisfy you. But he says, I will fulfill the number of your days. What are the numbers of your days? How many days? How many years? 120 years. Genesis 6:3 tells you the days of your life will be 120 years. Raja is telling you, I will fulfill the number of your days. So if you're not satisfied and you're not ready to go, you say, well, Lord, you made a promise to me. Come on, you guys, now you, oh, come on, Pop, come on. I hardly know anyone that's lived to 120.
I got a puppy, so I...
There's no record of a premature death in as long as Israel kept the covenant.
That's right.
There's no records of premature dying in Israel as long as they were keeping that covenant.
Amen.
And as long as we stay under the blood of Jesus, we can stand on these promises. We can rest in these promises. Amen. No young people, no middle-aged people, no older people or middle-aged people died before their time, as long as they walked in the covenant rites.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available. Located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England,